Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning into my podcast. Really appreciate you taking the time out of your day or evening to listen to this. It really means a lot, as always. I haven't posted a podcast in a bit. I was away actually seeing family. So thank you so much for understanding that I, again, don't always consistently post because, you know, I'm doing sometimes things and I'm busy and sometimes I don't have ideas, right? There are several reasons why sometimes I, quote unquote, get off track. But again, I get back on it. I'm here again. I made a video today. I'm trying to be consistent overall. And that's actually the topic that we're going to be talking about today. We're going to talk about what is true consistency and what is true discipline and what does it mean to fall off the track when you're trying to achieve something or fall off the path. So first of all, the term fall off a path or fall off the track means if I'm trying to, let's say, lose weight or go to the gym every day and some days I don't or some days I eat unhealthy, that means that I fell off the track or I fell off the path for a little bit. And that's something that I think everyone can relate to a degree. I personally relate that to a degree where, you know, some days I may not feel like I want to meditate. Some days I feel like I may not want to work out, or maybe I want to eat something unhealthy. And I think a lot of us, including myself, sometimes are very hard on ourselves, right? We say to ourselves that, hey, you know, we fell off the track, or we fell off the path, and, you know, I'm so stupid. Why did I do that? Why am I like this? And on and on. And oftentimes we dive into being negative, right? We talk negative to ourselves, and, you know, we kind of tell ourselves that we're not good enough, and we put ourselves down, when in actuality, what we need to be doing is putting ourselves up and really being positive and optimistic. Falling off the track sometimes, or the path, I'll just say track because I think it's simpler than just talking about path and track, is a natural thing. Right, we are not perfect. We will never be perfect because we're human, and that's beautiful. But the key when you fall off the track is not the fact that you fell off the track, but it's how you get up and how you respond to falling off the track. Do you understand why you fell off the track? Do you question why you fell off the track? Do you try to learn from why you fell off the track? And do you take all that and get back on track and get back on it faster? So, you know, I'll give you a few examples to understand what I mean by this. If you, let's say, have a very unhealthy weekend, right, and it's something that you didn't want to do because you have these goals, you have two options, right? It's either you just give up on the goal and you say, you know what, I've already eaten unhealthy, you know, let me just eat unhealthy for the rest of the week and just give up on my health goals for the week. And that's easy way out, right? It's very easy. Just say, hey, like, this is not working out. Let's just give up. Very easy to do. A lot of people do it. I've done it before. Probably will do it again, right? Not just with food or anything like that. It could be really anything. The hardest thing to do, but the one that gives you the most benefit and will make you even bigger because you basically are taking a negative and changing into positive, is saying to yourself, I've eaten unhealthy this weekend. It's okay. I'm human. I enjoyed myself maybe. Let me bounce back and let me be strict this week and bounce back and get back on track to hit my goals. And if you consistently do it for the next 5 days, those 2 days are only two out of 7 days, and, you know, 5 out of 7 days you were good. And that goes back to the 80-20% rule, right? If you can still win that 80%, that 20% really doesn't matter, right? It really is not as important as it could be. But if you give it your all only for 20% and then let that 80% take over and get in that 80% as you just being off track, then of course you're never going to get to your goals, and you're going to always, you know, deteriorate in whatever you're trying to do. So again, it's being able to think in a bigger picture manner and controlling your perspective, that just because you have a bad day, a tough day, a day that you didn't do the things you wanted to do, that doesn't mean tomorrow or the next day has to be the same way, right? Maybe you wake up one morning and you're like, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do this. Or you go to work and you just don't give it your best. it's a really slow day, you don't feel motivated, it sucks. But the key with that is to go to sleep with a positive mindset and wake up the next day and kick ass, right? Continue moving forward. Because if you don't use that energy that you have had saved up from not working, you're kicking ass the day before, then you're going to be pushed even further, right? So think in the bigger picture, right? If there's 7 days of the week and you are 80% good, take that as a win, right? And I say this all the time when people are trying to eat healthy, people are trying to work out, people are trying to read, get better. I'm telling them, just do small things often, right? If you want to read more, read 10 pages of a book a day and add one page a day extra. Or if you can't do 10 pages a day, do 10 pages a week. And if you can't do 10 pages a week, maybe do 5 pages a week. But start somewhere and add on as you go. Same with eating. We eat about 3 times a day with meals and probably 2 more with snacks. 3 more maybe, so 6 times a day, right? Times that by 5, that's 30, right? Just to be successful, in all honesty, I think you just need to eat healthy 20, 25 times out of those 30 times. So you can still have those little cheat meals, quote unquote, where you just have fun with it and just let go a little bit. You don't have to be so aggressive. And that's the same with the hours in the day, right? Not every single hour needs to be productive, and not every hour needs to have a purpose. You could sit on your phone for a few minutes or watch a TV show and just chill, right? You can have that. But again, are you doing that 100% of the time, or are you doing that 10 to 20% of the time? So again, it's a bigger picture of things, not the smaller picture of things. One choice or one action doesn't necessarily define the whole result. You define the whole result by looking at the other actions you take. So again, it's very cliche to say, but if you fall off track in life, the biggest thing you need to do is not be discouraged and not give up, but being better off by getting back on track and working stronger, working harder and getting stronger and continuing to go, right? A lot of people fail in life because they fall off track and they don't get back on the track, right? They drop out of school because they can't deal with it, but never go back because they don't really feel like they have the motivation to go back. You need to be the person for yourself to give you that motivation, right? It's the same thing with this podcast, right? I may go on a month period where I don't produce any podcasts, but the decision is always, do I go back or do I give up, right? If I go back, then, you know, the month is a sunk cost, right? It's done. It is what it is. But if I don't go back, then it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So again, you decide what you do, right? You decide, do you let the past continue into the present and into the future, or do you allow yourself to focus on the present towards a better future and work harder in the future as well? And I think it's very natural for us, especially if someone is, you know, like I think of myself, someone who's very energetic, extroverted, wants to get going, wants to do things. It's very hard for us individuals to not be hard on ourselves, right? We sometimes look at ourselves in the mirror and we say, oh, we're not good enough because we didn't give, you know, we didn't do an extra set in the gym, or we didn't do this on the phone, or, you know, we didn't make a podcast or a video or work on a business idea or whatever it is, right? It could be anything. But at the same time, we also have to realize that it's okay, right? We don't need to kill ourselves. We don't need to burn ourselves out just because we didn't have enough energy one day to do so. So give yourself some leeway, pat yourself on the back, relax a little bit, because in the end of the day, your life is short, but it's also long, and you have a lot more opportunities to do better, to do good things. And I know there's probably someone out there thinking to themselves, well, if you have that mentality, then you're probably going to slip up a lot of times. I don't think so. I think it's really important to tell yourself that you're going to give it your best shot every single day. You're going to do everything you can to be the best person you can and making the best impact you can, right? Don't change that mindset. Don't become lazy or relaxed, right? Keep on working hard. But don't beat yourself up if you don't do everything perfect every single day and every single moment of that day. Because in the end of the day, you need to look at the bigger picture of things. And if you continue to have that disciplined mindset and that consistent mindset, in the long run, you will be successful. You just need to look in the long run, not the short run. Again, I don't mean to go on a tangent, but I think it is something that, especially my generation, the people who want to be successful have, is that they have a lot of self-doubt, a lot of self-anger, self-negativity, because they don't feel like they're good enough to continue going on and continue to work hard, sometimes because they don't see the results immediately, sometimes because they don't see the point of it immediately, sometimes they don't see the support immediately. But the key is for you yourself to be a motivating factor to push you to the next level and put the next foot forward and the next foot forward and the next foot forward and continue to do that every single day. Remember, the key today is to put the next foot forward. It's not to put your whole body forward. It's not to walk 500 steps. It's to walk one step forward. And if you could do that every single day of your life, you will get somewhere that is amazing and beautiful that you deserve. So again, you will fall off track. You will slip sometimes. You will fail sometimes. But again, it's how you respond. It's not what happens. It's how you respond to what happens. So keep that in mind. Choose your perspective. And thanks so much for listening today. I'll talk to you soon.